around the league. And I know we had just a small electrical problem in our bathroom. We have an electrical stove, heating stove, because the air conditioning vents are not in the bathrooms. And the one in the children's bathroom just started spitting fire from the place, and I knew it had some kind of connection, and I didn't know who to, whom to call or what to do about it. And so my first response was, it's fire, call the fire department and report it, you see. And when they sent them down here, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And it, to me, it was nothing that called for any three trucks. There's three trucks right from up there.
Did they send a, was a car with them too?
They sent three trucks and the chief's car. And I said, now people are really going to think that we are in dire need of whatever it is we are in need of.
I was wondering when they sent those to every fire.
They do. And they blow the siren and everything. And I even told the person, I was just as calm as I possibly could have been. I said, now I don't want to alarm you. I said, but I feel that I should call you so that you could tell me what it is that is happening. And I described what it was, just these little sparks. And
I guess the reason they do that, though, is probably for their own protection.
Own protection, right. Because if one or two men
were out here and got caught, you know, in the fire, they want the backup protection.
Right. And
do they have a paramedics unit in Montgomery now?
They have what they call fire medics. And you have to pay for them here in Montgomery, of which I didn't know. Because when I was at school, I was, they were painting, and my foot got tripped in the rug that they had down as cover to keep from dripping paint on the floor. And then having as little control over my right leg as I do, it was that leg that got caught in the part. And my foot just turned, and I heard all this and cracking and everything. I didn't know what had happened to my foot. And I went on in my room, and I sat down at my desk. And do you know, in 2 hours, I couldn't move from that desk.
Oh, really?
I had to have boys take me to the bathroom, take me to the door, you know, and then I could hop on one foot. I just couldn't hop all the way from my room to the restroom. And all of the rest of the day, I just wondered, how was I going to get downstairs? I was on the fourth floor, and I was expecting. And I said, now, there's no way in this world I'm going to let two of these students carry me all the way down the steps. And I knew I needed some more professional help, you know, people who knew how to carry me, see. So the boys insisted on carrying me, but I wouldn't let them, and I insisted on having somebody come.
Who knew what he was doing?
Right. And when they came, the ambulance waited there for me to pay them.
What kind of truck do they have? Is it, they have a special name for the truck?
It was a rescue truck that they had.
Rescue squad.
And it was the city ambulance. That's what it was. It came, and I had to pay them $65. And yes, sir. $65 a gift from Baldwin School to St. Margaret's Hospital. And you know how close those two places are.
Yeah, it couldn't be more than 5 or 6 blocks.
It couldn't have been. It may not have even been that many. And what they do is called charge you mileage and charge you for it. And I had and I told the man I was going to have to pay him by check. And he says, well, that's good. Actually, I'm glad you were paying by check, because if you had been paying by cash, you would have had to pay $70. Now, can you find any sense in that at all?
No, I can't.
None whatsoever.
I'm more by cash. It looks like they would have been the other
way. By cash, they would charge me $65, and with the check, they'd charge me $70.